The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says peace in Darfur is linked to what happens in southern Sudan. Louise Arbour says the comprehensive peace agreement signed by the Sudanese government and southern Sudanese rebels has raised hopes the country is moving towards stability. But she says southern Sudan is in a state of total neglect. She notes the region has no governance and no economic or physical infrastructure after 20 years of conflict. She says it needs to be completely rebuilt. She says the Darfur Agreement is likely to founder if the promises held out by the southern Sudan peace agreement are unfulfilled.
There, as in Darfur, in my view, there is no hope of peace holding if primarily attention is not given to disarmament. Southern Sudan is still plagued by insecurity caused by a flood of weaponry and various armed groups, including activities by the LRA. So I think the most urgent initiative in southern Sudan is a robust disarmament plan, which is contemplated by the Comprehensive Peace Agreement.
Arbour is calling for an immediate increase in the number of African Union troops in Darfur. The UN Security Council has approved sending peacekeepers to improve security and protection for civilians in Darfur. The High Commissioner says she hopes the Sudanese government will look more favorably at a UN presence in Darfur now that a peace agreement has been signed in Abuja, Nigeria. As with southern Sudan, Arbour says Darfur must urgently disarm all the fighters.
There's no question that the fact that 1.5 factions of the movement has not signed on the agreement is troubling, to say the least. And this may then serve as an excuse not to begin what I think is, again, the priority of the Darfur Peace Agreement, which is that the disarmament and demobilization of militias. Until this is done, there is no hope for a safe and voluntary return of refugees, of IDPs, to their places of origin. They won't go.
More than 2 million people have been internally displaced in Darfur, and 200,000 others have fled to neighboring Chad since war began 3 years ago in Darfur. Arbour says most Darfuris do not feel safe in the camps where they have taken refuge. She says they will feel even more exposed if they leave their camps while the gunmen remain armed. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.